It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us again, the one and only Zach Wilde.
What's going on, Jackie?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, though. Good seeing
so
you.
So good to see you. Obviously, the latest record from Black Label Society is Grimmest Hits. And we were just talking about Jersey a second ago because can't help myself because we're from Jersey. You obviously came up playing...
Jenkinson's and the pizza.
Oh, my gosh. The pizza.
Jersey Shore.
You know what? There will never be anything like the Jersey Shore.
Oh, it's always a good time. Whenever we go back, I still like hitting the boardwalk. It's great. Asbury.
Yeah.
Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant, Sleaside.
And then I still bring, you know, my girlfriend, Barbara Ann, and I, you know, I make out with her.
On the boardwalk? That's so romantic.
No, we go onto the boardwalk still.
Onto the boardwalk.
It's good.
It's pretty gross under there, I got to say. Not that I've been there, but I've heard. So you came up playing in a pretty prolific New Jersey club scene. What effect did that environment and the work ethic of those bands have on you?
Well, I mean, I came in at the tail end, you know, like when it was really banging. I mean, you know, when it was, the drinking age was 18 back then. You know, when T.T. Quick was playing.
Oh my gosh, T.T. Quick.
White Tiger, Prophet, you had Zebra. I mean, like all those bands. I missed that. So, I mean, I'm just saying, but like everybody that was there that told me, they said it was, like, the clubs were just packed every night. You know, I mean, I guess I'd imagine how, you know, the Sunset Strip was when I first got out of here with Ozzy back in 87 when Guns was just blowing up. Like, whenever I went out to any of the clubs out here, it was mobbed. You know, because everyone was going, oh, this is the last time I'm going to see them when they play clubs because
right.
They get signed or whatever. You know, so there was an electricity going on.
Very true.
Yeah, it was like way cool. So, and I could only imagine what it was like when Van Halen was rolling and Quiet Riot. You know, you had Eddie and St. Rhodes, and you know, like George Lynch was crushing it, and you had all these amazing guitar players in the band. So, I mean, I'm just saying. So, there's a scene and there's an electricity and a vibe going on. But yeah. So that's what everybody always said about the clubs back in the day. You know, but I started playing when I was like, you know, because you got to remember I was. It was before I started playing with Ozzy, so I wasn't 21. So, I mean, I was playing in the bars, but obviously,
right.
You know, I mean, I wasn't 21 to get in there, you know, to drink or anything like that. So, but no, it was for me, it was really no different than, you know, for me experience-wise, because I wouldn't have been able to get in the clubs anyways
right.
to go see any of these other bands.
I think it was 18 to chill, 21
working.
To swill. That's what it used to say.
I was working, basically, doing a gig, so I mean,
right.
That's the only reason why I was able to be in there. But the whole thing is, you know, for me, I could have been playing a keg party at my friend's house in their kitchen, you know what I mean? So, which I have done. You know, Ketchum's Kitchen, that was a legendary gig, and then the Bobby Bush Demolition Fest. I remember we played her living room, her parents had moved out, and the parents went up to the Poconos for the weekend. You remember that movie Weird Science?
Yes. It was like
basically
that.
Everybody's at the house and just destroys the house. It was exactly that.
That's awesome.
Even with the people driving the motorcycles inside the house. I mean, you know, it was good times. But, I mean, I just wish Kelly LeBrock would have showed up. You know, that would have been pretty stellar. But, I mean, but the whole thing is, yeah, I remember the house was completely demolished. So, you know, as a homeowner, you know, and a dad and having your kids, probably best idea not to have... Rent a hall for them. Probably a very good financial move.
Yeah, and don't, you know, go away for the weekend.
As opposed to trying to repair the demolition fest home that you once lived in. You know what I'm saying? Just think smart. You know, there's nothing wrong with your kids having a good time. But understand what a good time is going to cause.
Tip from Zach Wilde. And from the latest Black Label Society record, Grimmest Hits, All That Once Shined, on Full Metal Jacket Radio. It's Full Metal Jacket. Zach Wilde is my guest on the show tonight. Black Label Society, this year, you're touring in celebration of Sonic Brew, the album that started Black Label Society. How much of what Black Label Society is today did you envision back then?
Well, there's definitely way less brain cells. And then you figure, you know, our livers are in dog years now. You know what I mean? Since the golden elixir Animal House years of early Black Label. But, you know, now, I mean, it's just kind of shifted over. People are like, well, Zach, you don't drink anymore. What did you replace it with? You know, exercise or anything like that, you know? And I go, no, I still, you know, I still exercise and fondle my genitalia and, you know, fist my prostate to make sure my diet is on point and I have a clean bill of health. I still do that, just like I did back in the day. But I've just replaced the booze with paint chips and gallons of glue. And the results are astoundingly the same. I wake up with my pants around my ankles and all the fellas tell me, Zach, you were friggin' hilarious last night.
Well,
and it, as, you know, so, and it's less, you know, less calories. So
that's
therefore,
right.
And, you know, in Black
Label,
it's always
figure.
Bikini season, and I don't want anything to ever interfere with my inner thigh gap.
Of course.
Because I have to have that, the power. So, you
super
know, when my thighs are together, you can see that gap. That's very important to me.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Zach Wilde is with us. Still to come tonight, music from Slayer, Suicidal Tendencies, new music from Opeth. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta and more with Zach Wilde coming up after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Zach Wilde is my guest on the show tonight. Let's talk about Ozzy Osbourne for a moment. Ozzy's singing is distinct and his influence is apparent in some aspects of your own singing. What appeals to you about Ozzy's voice?
Just that it's crushing and it's awesome. And the whole thing is, whenever my voice ends up going into those registers and it's like, man, kind of sound like the boss on that one, I just go, just leave it. This way, when people want to buy the record, they'll just buy it thinking it's the boss and then they'll be thoroughly disgusted. But just like a piece of exercise equipment, they'll be too lazy to send it back. So you see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So there is thought that goes into this.
Zach, I feel like you've got it all figured out.
Well, put it this way. We have, you know, me and J.D.'s have figured it out. You know, like if we weren't blessed having the boss in my life and then having our Black Label family. Like, you know, me and J.D. always said, well, what would you do? I said, no. Like, I always tell other musicians, you know, you would play music. It doesn't matter. Just as long as everything revolves around music. And therefore, we would have our cover band, our wedding band, and anything where, but it all revolves around paying the light bills with us doing music. And like, you know, I could do, obviously, in a cover band, I'll do Ozzy's voice. JD has a low voice. He could do Lou Rawls and Jim Morrison. And then like, I'll do another voices that I do. End up doing a little bit of Neil Diamond.
Oh.
You know, they come to America today! You see what I'm saying? So we can throw that one in there.
That was amazing.
You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I do.
So, you know, it's who can do what voice comes the closest or whatever, depending on how smashed everybody is. They wouldn't know anyways. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of good. It's just like, man, it doesn't even sound anything like Neil Diamond. But you know, after you've got about four bottles of Jack Daniels in you and two bottles of Crown, it's like, gosh, he sounds spot on.
I think you had it pretty down. I don't know. I was impressed.
Exactly. But no, I think Oz, no, his voice truly is amazingly unique. I mean, you know, really, I mean, but you know what's so crazy? I mean, like when you listen to those Sabbath records, his voice sounds so melancholy and lonely. And Tony's riffs are just so dark. And Ozzy's voice just sounds like it's in despair. It really is peanut butter and jelly, man. I mean, it really is like, it's the Reese's of doom. It's chocolate and peanut butter. It's just a lethal combination.
Oh, man.
And I don't know anyone that doesn't like Reese's or peanut butter and jelly.
Can't trust somebody that doesn't like Reese's.
Totally. It's a lethal combination. Perfect.
Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wilde with us. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Life of Agony. Hell yeah. We'll hear from Suicidal Tendencies and more with Zach next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wilde with us on the show tonight. Of course, the latest Black Label record is Grimmest Hits, and we were talking about Ozzy Osbourne, and playing with Ozzy gave you a high level of recognition, which you then developed further.
It was at that moment that Barbara Ann said, you know what? All right. It's tonight's tonight. Now we can
down.
Go for it. But before that, she was like, you're dreaming, buddy boy.
Well, so...
And I said, but... Don't take my dreams away. I don't have much, please.
You play with Ozzy, you get this all this recognition, you turn it into the Black Label Society brand. What was the most important thing about establishing that identity?
What I tell, you know, if any parents, they like, Zach, you have any advice for my son or my daughter? You know, they're musicians or whatever. I go, well, you know, think about it. I mean, like back before the social media and the internet and everything like that, if you didn't get a record deal by the time you were 30 years old, the dream is over. I mean, I'm saying that was the perception. You know what I mean? Like, you better get a real job and, you know, forget about playing. You might as well take down your Jimmy Page posters and all your favorite bands and Rush and everything, you know. So the whole thing is, I just tell them, I go, either you're a lifer or you're not. I mean, like, if you really love music, then that's all you're going to do. Don't, like, settle for doing something else. I mean, like, just go, all right, well, let's look at the chessboard of life here. How are we going to make this work? You know what I mean? And it's just like, you got social media now. And if anything, now you can be accountable and be your own boss.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a record deal. Make the records yourself. You know what I mean? Like, start your own little mom and pop shop and build it from there. And it's a good time anyways, because everything revolves around your band.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I would say, if you're not practicing or you're not writing or doing stuff like that or recording or doing gigs, everything should revolve around artwork, the merchandise, the work. You know, I mean, like, put it this way. If you own the New York Yankees, if the three of us own the Yankees, the whole thing is we're involved with the trades, free agency, the restaurants in the stadium. And you have these ideas of, like, you know what we should do with the stadium when it's not being used, when the games aren't being played? Why don't we just put a giant mall in this place so it's a living, breathing entity when we're not here, when the games aren't being played? And then you're like, let's put, you know, condominiums in this place or apartment buildings so people can actually live here and never even care about seeing a baseball game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they actually, I'm just saying, down to the way the grass is cut, you know what I mean? We're involved with everything. So, I mean, because it's your whole life. I mean, look at Jimmy Page. Led Zeppelin is his entire life. You know what I mean? He curates everything, and it's just like every day he's got cool ideas for what to preserve the history of the band and everything like that. So, you know what I mean? Like, everything that revolves down to the artwork, the records, the remastering, finding old tracks that you can salvage that sound good, you know, that everybody sounds good on. And, you know, I mean, so, I mean, it really is his life's work. And it's his passion. So, I mean, I just tell kids, just do that. You know, there's no reason why you can't be your own boss and make
it sound
happen.
So easy.
You know, I'm just telling you. You know, so, and, you know, and then after that, you know, go fondle your genitalia and give yourself a present for all your hard work. You deserve it.
Full Metal Jackie. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Zach Wild coming up after this. Full Metal Jackie's Zach Wild is with us on the show tonight. You grew up listening to Ozzy. What changed about your love and appreciation of that music when you went from listening to it to playing it?
No, I think, you know, I think with everybody, you know, the music that you really loved when you were like 14, 15 years old really goes with you.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. So, I mean, anyone that loved, you know, my father loved Sinatra and Dean Martin, you know, all that stuff. It, you know, just because when Elvis came in and Chuck Berry and everything, you know, my dad was like, well, I'll take a pass on this. You know what I mean? No, because his music was Sinatra and everything like that. So, and I think that's how it is with everybody, every generation. You know what I mean? With my kids, you know, they have their favorite bands and they're, what now, 26, 25, 16, and 6. So, but what I'm just saying is each one of them, you know, our youngest son, Sabbath Page, he's 6, and his older sister's 26. So he's going to have his own music that he listens to. And, you know, Ray, our daughter, is probably going to go, God, the stuff he listened to is horrendous. At least we had cool music when I was a teenager. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, every generation says that.
You're right. We were always what are these kids listening to these days?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So I just think that's just the way it rolls.
Right.
You know? I don't fight it. I just roll with the water. You know what I'm saying? You just, no sense in fighting the tide. Like, no sense in fighting a prostate exam. You just go for it.
It all goes back to that.
And you just enjoy it. And you just go, actually, can we make this appointment a little bit longer? Please. Thank you. But Zach, you've
been here for 3 hours.
Yeah, I know. Let's just do it again.
It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Zach Wilde with us tonight. The latest Black Label record, of course, is Grimace Hits. And growing up, Zach, you invested a lot of time in the guitar. What's different about the time you spend playing now?
I still run scales, and I still, because I enjoy it. Because like you said, if you're not fondling your genitalia or coming up with merch ideas, you're going to be running scales. You know, it's just, you can't be fondling the genitalia at a PTA meeting. You know what I'm saying? It's just really not
good. I don't think that works.
So, you know, you'd rather just be running scales. You know what I mean? Because you're not really going to bother anybody unless you're plugged in. But I mean, no, I still practice, you know, because I think you get to a point where, you keep your chops up and it's maintenance and everything like that. But, you know, if there's new licks you want to learn, jazz licks or whatever, try and incorporate it in your playing. I mean, that's great too. So, but I think it's more writing. You know, you're just writing all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I think if you ask all musicians, you know what I mean? That's pretty much what it comes down to. I mean, you know, no matter what what level, skill level you're at, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's a matter of maintaining your chops and everything like that. So, but I still enjoy running scales and practicing and stuff like that. So, but like I said, I think it's more down to writing songs, you know what I mean? You know, riffs and coming up with things and then recording them.
Zach Wilde is with us. Pick up the latest Black Label record, Grimace Hits. And I know that these Aussie dates have been rescheduled for next year. Have you seen him since he, came out of the hospital and was, like, it sounds like his son said he was doing well.
Last time I saw him was in the hospital, and he said, Zachy, do me a favor. Like I said, he goes, tell these doctors, I need, the Elmer's is not cutting it. Tell them to use either crazy glue and a combination of Gorilla Glue.
Wait, what are they gluing in there?
And bond me back together. And when they wrap me with the duct tape to make sure that the stuff, mends, tell them I don't like the shiny black duct tape. I prefer the flat black gaff tape.
This was Ozzy's message.
And I said, is that, and why? And he said, I just think it looks cooler.
Okay.
I said, okay, I'll tell them that, boss. So right now, he's just, he's waiting for the Gorilla Glue and the crazy glue to set in.
Okay.
And then he's, starts his training for the next Ozageddon powerlifting meet that we have scheduled for 2020. So once his deadlift totals, his squat, and his bench numbers get back to these Oz world-class levels, he's ready to hit the lifting platform once again.
All right. Fair enough. Zach, I love getting a chance to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being on the show
again. Always great talking to you, Jack.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.